Hey, hi, this is the Internet of Things show. I'm Olivier, and today we'll talk about device connectivity in IoT scenarios and what we have in stock in the SDKs. For that, we have Pierre with us today. Pierre, salut, comment ça va?
Salut, Olivier.
Hi. We have to do that in English, I guess.
Yeah.
But there's captions for all the languages out there, so that's pretty cool. So, Pierre, can you tell our audience, because that's the first time you're on the show, hopefully not the last, what do you do in the Azure IoT team?
Right. So in the Azure IoT team, I'm one of the lead maintainers for the SDKs, for devices, and for the service.
Okay.
So providing customers with the APIs that they need to connect their devices to IoT Hub.
And I guess in doing so, you've been spending a lot of time on the various networking and protocol layers dealing with IoT scenarios, right?
Yeah. Implementing, you know, the MQTT and AMQP stacks and all the alphabet soup that goes with the IoT protocols.
Nice.
So one of the main problems that our customers run into is the fact that networks are not reliable. And because of that, from time to time, you have to retry certain operations, like, you know, sending a message or resending and reported update properties for the device twin.
Okay.
So we have retry policies in place in the SDKs.
In the SDKs themselves. That's
one
of the value prop. One of the reasons why you want to use the SDKs versus just going raw protocol level.
Right.
Because one could just say, hey, I want to have this MQTT library. I can just like pick it up and connect to the IoT Hub, to the Azure IoT Hub. But SDKs give you these retry policies.
And that's fine if you wanted to do that, right?
Yeah.
Because we support the standard protocols. But we try to add value in our SDKs. So typically, by default, if you have a network issue and the device has to retry sending a message, we have implemented a retry policy that is called exponential backoff with jitter.
Okay.
It's something that is well documented in the industry. And it starts retrying very quickly.
Okay.
And then it slows down until it plateaus.
Okay.
And what that does is it allows to immediately recover from, you know, transient errors and then slow down so that you keep battery, for example.
Got it. So if you just have a glitch in your network, boom, you retry, it works immediately.
But if it's a longer, you know, interruption, then you're going to start waiting longer and longer until you just retry at constant intervals. Now, you may have heard with jitter, and that's because if you have maybe 1,000 devices behind a single, let's say, firewall, and that firewall goes down. When that firewall comes back up, you don't want all these devices to reconnect exactly at the same time, because that's going to be a lot of connections for IoT Hub, especially as we get, you know, into the millions of devices, et cetera.
Yeah.
And so you want to stagger the reconnections. And that's why we introduce a little jitter factor in each of the retries so that not all devices retry at the same time.
Got it. Is it fair to say that it's a very common pattern in the IoT space?
It's very common. It's very well documented, especially in the Microsoft docs, in the Azure docs. Jeffrey Richter has a great article on that. So it's fairly standard. Now, it may not fit the needs of everybody. Right, everybody needs can be different depending on the network scenarios that you're in place. So we offer two different things in the SDK that you can do if you're not happy with the exponential backoff with jitter.
Or if it doesn't fit your scenario.
Or if it doesn't fit your scenario, exactly. The first thing you can do is just disable the retries. Do not let the SDK handle that. The SDK will fail, and we'll let you know how it failed.
Got it.
And then you can implement your own thing. So,
interesting, you just mentioned we'll let you know how it failed. So in the notion of retry logic, if you want to implement your own one, you need to understand that, right? So the SDKs do provide error lists or something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. All our SDKs have a specific number of errors, and these errors have specific types that will let you know what went wrong.
Okay.
Typically, there are things on which you want to retry and things on which you do not want to retry. For example, if the problem you have is an authentication error, well, you probably don't want to retry. You don't have the right, you know, shared access signature or something like that. There's no point in retrying. Your password is right or wrong.
Unless you want to do a DDoS attack on that service, right?
Well, no, that wouldn't work. But the idea is that you have some errors that are transient and some errors that are not transient.
Got it.
And so when you're implementing your custom retry policy, this is something you want to think about. And that's why the retry policy interface that we provide, if you want to write your own retry policy, takes care of that.
Okay.
Now, if you want to look at the code here, for example, this custom retry policy, We provide an API that allows you to set the retry policy that you want.
Okay.
And so when you want to set that retry policy, you want this retry policy object to have a specific interface. And the interface will vary from one SDK to another, of course, because of the language specificities, right? Not the same in JavaScript and in C#, or in C, right? Embedded C.
But the concepts are the same.
The concepts are the same. Right. And so, for example, in JavaScript here, what we have is a custom retry policy object that implements a should retry method. And that should retry method is going to be given the error with which the SDK has failed. And then based on this error, you can decide if you want to return true or false to know if the SDK should retry or not. And then it provides another method, which is called next retry timeout, that you can use to determine, based on the number of retries that you already had, how long you want to wait before you retry. And so what's implemented here, for example, is a simple linear backoff where for each retry, you're going to wait that amount of seconds. For example, the first retry is going to wait 1 second, the second retry 2 seconds, the third retry 3 seconds, et cetera. Now, that's if you want to implement your own retry policy, but still use our interface.
Got it.
If you want to disable that thing altogether and handle this at a higher level, you have another option.
Based on the error message you're receiving, I guess, right?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Based on the error message that you receive. And the other option is to just use the no retry policy that we offer by default in our SDKs, and that lets you completely disable the retry logic in the SDK. That way, it's your thing to handle at the application layer.
Got it. So by default, it's exponential backoff with jitter.
Yes.
And then you have the option to deactivate altogether or to input your own retry logic.
Absolutely. Yep.
Pretty straightforward and insightful. Cool. Okay.
I hope so.
Great. So that's, I hope here, the first of a long series of SDK-related episodes on the show. Thanks a lot for coming.
Thank you.